AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Eric. It's 8:14 right now, and boy, I tell you what, summertime, first day of summer, we get to thinking ice cream, hold on to the seat. A scoop of this exquisite delight is probably going to cost more than all the ice cream you will have throughout multiple summers. It's from Japan. It's a frozen dessert called Byakuya, meaning white knight, currently fetching $6,380 for a single serving, officially making it the most expensive ice cream in the world. Japanese ice cream brand Gelato calls White Knight a gelato on its website, and the name is a hint to its Italian origins as well. It's sourced exclusively from Alba, home to what many consider the best white truffles in Italy. The ice cream is topped off by an edible gold leaf, yes, two types of cheese, and sake kasu, which is a paste-like ingredient derived from the process of sake making. Okay. So it's got a little bit of a kick to it there, too. Company says its mission isn't just about making mouth-wateringly expensive desserts, but to create a culinary adventure that merges European ingredients and traditional Japanese foods with your wallet. No doubt about that. Wow. Okay, right now on a Wednesday morning, it's time to check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program.
How's it going in real estate there, Bill?
Everything's going good in real estate. We hear like, hey, I heard just on the way in the news report saying, hey, things are starting to pick up a little bit in real estate. And I said,
Let me read you something.
Okay, go
real
for
quickly.
It.
And I just want to get your comment on it. Sure. Okay. Millions of people seized on lower mortgage rates and stagnant prices to buy homes last month, breathing new life into a U.S. residential housing market. Sales of previously owned homes spiked to about $4.58 million in February. That's a 14.5% increase from the previous month. Home prices logged their first year-over-year decline since 2012, and the jump in sales activity confirmed some economists' assertions that the U.S. housing market had already reached the bottom of its year-long slump. Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay. I agree with the numbers
that they've said, but I don't think that we've reached the total bottom of the market yet. I think 2023, we're going to continue to experience a decline in home sales. Now, when you cut through and unpack the numbers a little bit more, you cut through all the rhetoric of it all, and not your rhetoric, but the national media rhetoric, even though we had a slight increase in home sales to a seasonally adjusted rate of 4.58 million homes this year, in February, from a seasonally adjusted rate of 4 million, so it's an uptick of a half a million homes. That's if sales continue to escalate at a plus 14.5% increase, what they saw in February. But the bottom line is that's kind of a number that really we don't want to look at as much as we want to look at home sales are down 22%. From last year, period.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just okay. we're running 22 to 23% down in home sales, existing home sales this year in February versus a year ago in February.
Curious, and I know you may not have it at hand there,
sure.
but compare this year to 2 years ago, because last year I would submit it was really skewed because of the extremely low interest rates.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I don't have the okay. 2 year combined total, but I would say right. it is larger than 22%.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
in 2021, okay. we had an outstanding market. The market was on fire. So I mean, mm-hmm. I would say it's probably 35 to 40% down from 2021's numbers. So people get confused by some of the numbers that media mm-hmm. throws out there to make newsworthy reporting. But the bottom line is we're down 22 to 23%, depending on the area you live in home sales, mm-hmm. from a year ago. And I think that's a big aspect that people need to realize that, you know, homes are still selling. Yes. Luxury market is slowing down. We're seeing a huge drop in the luxury market. Anything over $700,000 seems to be really, really falling off big time. And that's what's affecting what the media is calling the median home sales price. And so, mm-hmm. in other words, that median home sale price is a combination of all the homes that are sold divided by the units, the dollar amounts divided by the units. So luxury markets will always drive the median price of the home sales up. And when you see the median home prices drop down, it's generally the first place it drops is in the luxury markets and secondary homes, and those things are falling down on a very quick level. And mainly that's skewed by, of course, the interest rates and affordability. So affordability has a big factor in it. People's mortgage payments, if they got a mortgage today versus a year ago, would be almost double. Double. I mean,
yeah.
There's not a lot of people that could. People could absorb a 15, 10% increase in their mortgage rate, but double?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge number. I mean, I talked to a couple the other day. I said, what are you planning on paying for your mortgage? I says, well, right now we're paying $2,800. And he says, do you know that's going to cost you over $5,000, this house that you're looking at right now, because you're going to get a loan on it? And they go, wow, $5,000 a month. I go, $5,000 a month. And, you know, that's not surprising that prices have escalated to that amount, because interest rates need to sit around 5 to 5.5%. But right now we're at 6.6%, which is a drop of about a tenth of a percent from last month. But even that being said, today the Feds are going to come out and they're going to say we're going to go up another quarter in our interest rates. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that's going to somehow impact the housing market eventually, in terms of how much it costs to borrow money. Now, the borrowing the money, the mortgage rates, and the Fed interest rates don't go hand in hand. We've talked about that before.
Right.
What happens is if you have to go to the Fed to get money, that's what it costs you. The new amount. So if you go up a quarter, it costs you 25% of a point more. But I mean, that's not really what banks are all lending. Banks are lending their own money, the stuff that people have gone in and put in investment funds and trusts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're reinvesting that money in mortgage loans, and as long as they have people willing to pay 6 to 6.5% on mortgages, they'll continue to lend at that rate.
Man.
But the minute the people, American public, says, you know what, I'm not getting another loan unless it's at 5 to 5.5%, the banks will come down so fast it'll make your head spin. Because they've got the money to lend. It's not that they're short of money. I mean, businesses are laying off people. We see that all over the news. But yet, businesses are also reaching some of the highest profits that they've had in years, because back in 2008, they learned how to operate with less volume and make more money, because they dropped their expenses, which makes all the sense in the world. So luxury market's down substantially, which is going to affect the medium home sale price. And in our area, it's exactly the same. I'm talking national, and I'm talking our area is almost exactly the same right now. So, you know, although we had a good uptick in February sales for one month doesn't draw the whole picture, because for the whole year, we're still down 22 to 23%, depending on the area.
So can we get together and do a collective think and just put everybody out on pause, and if you're thinking about buying a house, just go, you know what, I'm not going to do that until you come down to 5%. I mean, but there's always that person that just, no, I need a house right now.
No, you're right. Like, I mean, people have to have houses. They get transferred. The living arrangements change. Their family arrangements change. So they have to have houses. They have to have mortgages. I don't doubt that. But the amount of people that are stepping up to the plate to pay the higher interest rates have drastically slowed down, according to our numbers. 22 to 23%. So almost a quarter of the buyers out there said, nah, I just don't think so. Now, the interesting fact is that we want a good, healthy market. Well, a good, healthy market says first-time home buyers have to be at 40%. That's just kind of how it works for us realtors. Mm. Right now, they're at like 27%. First-time home buyers are 27% of the market. Mm. They should be at a healthy market. They're at 40%. So that's something that's interesting. The other thing is interesting numbers out there is cash sales. You know that 28% of the transactions that are happening are mainly cash sales.
Now, are these investors looking to turn?
18% of those are.
Okay.
18% of those are, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't think there was that much cash floating around out there still, but I guess there is. You know, as investors haven't left the table yet. Fixed mortgage rates are at 6.6% on an average. That's okay, I guess, but 5 would look a lot better for a lot of more homeowners. So they could have more house for the money. Because
addressing that first-time home buyers, I sent you an article. Don't know if you had a chance to read it yet.
I did.
About the fact, it was primarily about the fact that millennials, unlike Gen Z, which apparently has just missed the boat in terms of a lot of home buying for that demographic, but the millennials seem to be much better poised and ready for home ownership.
The millennials or the Gen Zs?
The millennials.
Okay.
The Gen Zs, as I read it, were the ones that had been sort of bypassed by circumstance.
Yeah, so here's what it says. When they poll the two, first off, you're right, the millennials are better poised because they're now well into their careers and, you know, they're earning situations and their family
right.
situations. They're more poised to buy a house. But when they polled them, only 61% of the millennials said, we want to be a homeowner. 61% of the non-homeowner Gen Z said, we want to be a homeowner. You know, I mean, the millennials. On the Gen Zs, 87% of them says, we want to be a homeowner. In fact, the article you sent me was good. It talked about the Gen Zs starting to invest in real estate because they see something that the millennials didn't see, that homeownership is very important. And it's important for their dynamics of their particular family and situation versus the millennials who didn't put a big value on it up until the COVID hit. And then they all wanted a house at the exact same time.
Yeah, you know? And of course we saw what that created too.
Exactly, and we're still not cure of that either. We still have an inventory problem. We don't have as many buyers to the table, but we have enough buyers that we're still running a shortage. That means if you have a home, if it's priced correctly, and I can't say correctly strong enough, it will probably be sold. It under contract immediately and sold within 30 days or so.
Wow.
So,
okay, so
I mean,
price point is absolutely critical, of course.
More than ever is it critical right now because people are not understanding why their homes are sitting on the market for 2 and 3 and 4 and 6 months. And it's easy for me to say, hey, check your price. Hey, check the air in your tires if you got a flat tire. Put an air in it. Fix your price, and you'll be a lot better off. And that's where people are missing the boat. They're thinking that, well, I'm going to get somebody. I hear this all the time. I'm going to get somebody from California to overpay for my house here in Tennessee. Well, you will if you have enough years ahead of you to wait to find that one needle in the haystack.
Okay, fair enough. Bill Hall got the hand on the pulse of real estate in Northeast Tennessee. How do folks get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, that's easy. My office number is 530-7077, and my direct number is 423-946-7575.
What's that number again?
423-946-7575.
One more time.
423-946-7575.
That's got it. 946-7575. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, Premier Homes and Properties. Always a great deal of fun and informative to think out loud with you. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
I can't hardly wait.